please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Monday. What a weekend of basketball. All kinds of action. I hope you were able to get out and support your favorite student athletes. What a great time of year, especially these seniors. You know, there's a lot of senior nights going on around the country. Get out to a school and, you know, just show these young people support. They're usually great students. They work their tail off, and they put on a great show. So today we're going to go over all the NAI action across the country over the weekend. We're also going to have a post-game interview with Coach Justin Parnell, Oregon Tech Owls, after their sweep up in the Valley. And then Isaac Anderson from Madonna, the Madonna Network, did a quick interview with him after he scored 32 points against Aquinas. We're going to let you listen to that as well. So why don't we just get started over in the Crossroads League. Grace College, they beat Bethel on Saturday 72-62. They got that taste of that Huntington loss out of their mouth. Jacob Gibbs, 21 points. Ian Scott, 12 points, 3 rebounds. The Lancers, they're 25-1. And they're going to play St. Francis, and they have to go to Fort Wayne on Wednesday. So never a cakewalk in the Crossroads. Indiana Wesleyan is still a game back from Grace. They were able to go to Ohio and beat Mount Vernon Nazarene 110-78. Griffin Clewer, 24 points, 5 rebounds, and Javen Buchanan, 24 points, 3 rebounds. The Wildcats, they're 23-3, and they're going to play Goshen on Wednesday. As we said, Bethel fell to Grace 72-62. They're 18-8 now, and they're going to host Spring Arbor on Wednesday. In the Crossroads League, other action. Marion was able to beat St. Francis. Huntington on a roll. They beat Spring Arbor. Nobody's going to want to play Huntington in the postseason, I'm telling you. Taylor fighting for a playoff spot. They beat Goshen. And we mentioned Bethel and Grace. Let's just go straight to the standings. Marion and Bethel are vying for that final home playoff spot. And Taylor and Mount Vernon Nazarene. Taylor's got the edge right now, but there's still a couple games to go. So Marion's going to play Mount Vernon Nazarene. Big game for both teams. Taylor is going to play at Huntington. Grace will be playing at St. Francis. In the Sooner Conference, Langston, as you know, they won the Sooner. Congratulations to Coach Wright. They played Oklahoma Panhandle Saturday. They beat them 76-48. Demonte Brown, 13 points, 5 rebounds. And then Cortez and Mosley, a big double-double, 27 points, 11 rebounds. They go to 25-1 as well. They're going to play Texas Wesleyan on Wednesday. Also, Segu, they got the win over Southwestern Christian, 105-78. C.J. Hall, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. And Noah Bowling, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Both guys filling up that stat line. Segu goes to 18-8. And they're going to play Panhandle on Thursday. Other action, John Brown beat Texas Wesleyan. Oklahoma City, they beat Science and Arts. That was a costly loss for Science and Arts. Mid-America Christian, they're playing really well. They beat UNT Dallas. We talked about Sagu and Langston. And then Wayland Baptist beat Central Christian. In the standings in the Sooner Conference, Sagu and Science and Arts they're vying. Actually, look at this. Between second, third, fourth, and fifth, there's one game. Science and Arts is the odd man out now. And then, you know, we'll just have to see what happens. You just got to play the games. So Texas Wesleyan has to host Langston. John Brown's going to Southwest Christian. Central Christian is going to Science and Arts. Oklahoma City to Mid-America Christian. Sagu is hosting Oklahoma Panhandle, and Wayland Baptist is going to UNT Dallas. little bit of drama left at second through fifth place in the Sooner Athletic Conference. College of Idaho, they won a pair of games this weekend. On Friday night, they were up in the Seattle area. They beat Evergreen 101-69. Dougie Peoples, he's really come on later in the year, just a young freshman there, and 15 points, 3 rebounds. Samaji Morgan, he had a real good weekend. On Friday, he had 17 points, 5 rebounds. And then on Saturday, College of Idaho defeated Northwest. Tough place to play up there in Linwood. Tough place. 85-73. College of Idaho was victorious. Sharpshooter Johnny Radford, he had 20 points. Samaji Morgan, well, he really led it up in that little gym. 26 points, 8 assists. So College of Idaho, they go to 24-2, and they're going to host Bushnell and Corbin next weekend. Oregon Tech, they won a pair this weekend as well. They went to Corbin on Friday, beat them 79-74. Jameson Guerra, 17 points, 7 assists. Cam Osborne, 17 points, 2 rebounds. On Saturday, going down to Eugene to play Bushnell, beat them 95-88. Both those games were I just call them fist fights. I don't know what else to call them. This time of year, they're wars. Cam Osborne, 19 points, 6 rebounds. Jameson Guerra, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists. The Florida Generals have been having a great year this year. 22-4. They're going to play LC State at Oregon Tech on Friday, and that's a huge game. You'll see when I show you the standings. After the Bushnell game, we were able to speak to Coach Justin Parnell, Oregon Tech Owls, for just a moment, asked him about the weekend sweep and also about the game against Bushnell. And for those of you scoring at home, the word of the day that I was looking for is characteristic. As you will see, if the word of the day was I would have won easily. But let's listen to Coach Parnell.
Hey, Justin Parnell, head men's basketball coach, Oregon Tech. Got the win in the Valley, one of the toughest road trips in the conference. Talk about this team and the grit.
Well, as a coach here in 8 years, I've never swept this trip. And it's tough because two good coaches, two good teams. I think it's a little bit harder at the end of the year, you know, when you're tired, you've been traveling, and you got to go get it done twice on the road. But, you know, sometimes it may not be the prettiest, and we give up some leads, but, you know, we got some guts, and we got guys that are together, and they make big plays down the stretch.
You know, one of the aspects of this team is that I was talking to Jameson about it last night. Teams will come up on you, give you runs, but they're always able to hold them back like tonight, push them back and get the win. You've done it so many times. Talk about the toughness of this group.
Well, I mean, they're tough. There's no doubt. And they're together. And I think that's a big piece is just being together.
Yeah.
You know, this group's seen a little bit of everything. You know, when they were young, we had a really good team, a team that was one win away from Kansas City, and that team won a lot of close games. But these guys were young, and they weren't, you know, a big part of it.
Right.
And then last year, you know, they lost every close game. And I just don't think you can substitute experience for anything.
Yeah.
And these guys know what it takes, and they know how important, you know, getting a stop is under 2 minutes. And, you know, I thought tonight what was impressive is late in the game, you know, you want to take time off the clock, but we were still getting some transition buckets, and they were learning how to, we might be able to get a quick one, but if not, you know, we need to get it in our you know, players' hands that we wanted, and Cam, Jameson at the end, and they both delivered.
You know, just talk about these two teams this weekend. They're right at the middle. They're battling for those 3, 4, 5 spots. Just talk about the Cascade Conference and the level of play you get when you come into these places. It's incredible, isn't it?
It is. It's a great league, and I think it's an underrated league nationally, and I mean, I get it's hard now that it's two divisions, and everybody's trying to, or one division,
yeah.
You know, and everybody's trying to figure that out. But it's a good league with a bunch of good coaches. I think what's different about our league than any other league is you're playing back-to-backs every weekend. And you're playing less than 24 hours from the night before because of the early start on Saturday. And, I mean, it's tough to win on the road. And, you know, this group has just impressed me. They've just done it over and over and over again.
So you're 22-4. You got one weekend left in the regular season. It's a big weekend. Back down at Danny Miles Court. What do the Hustle and Owls need to do to get out of that weekend and move on?
You have to compete, you know, and you're going to have to guard. I think LC State is the most underrated team in the country.
Yeah.
I think they're really good. They had a tough preseason, and they kind of had some guys, and those guys are off the team now, and they got the guys they want. I think they're the most underrated team in the country, and, you know, we lost to them at their place. And yeah. And to be honest, it wasn't that close. They handled us. So we're going to have to be a lot better when they come to our place.
Well, Coach, big win this weekend. Good luck next weekend as you finish it out.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot to Coach Justin Parnell. It's, you know, it's really, you got a feel for these guys after these tight games. They got family around. It's, you know, all the adrenaline and friends, and they just got the big road win, and some guys running around with a microphone trying to get 2 minutes. But everybody's really very gracious, and I just want to thank them because I think it means a lot to the game to get those voices out there. So let's take a look at the rest of the weekend for the Cascade Conference. Warner Pacific got the big win. That was their first conference win. I have a soft spot in my heart for these guys at Warner Pacific because I've covered them a lot in the preseason. They're not that far from where I live. So when they play during the week, I can get out there. And they're really a good team. They just have had a rough year. LC State got the sweep this weekend. They beat Multnomah and Warner Pacific both. College of Idaho obviously got the sweep. Southern Oregon split this weekend. They won at Bushnell. They fell at Corbin. Oregon Tech got the sweep. And then Eastern split. They beat Northwest beat them on, what was it, Friday. And then on Saturday they beat Evergreen. Evergreen beat Eastern Oregon on Saturday. Kind of a big game in the Cascade Conference. Evergreen has a new coach, came in about a third of the way through the season. He has that team playing disciplined, organized, and they're playing want-to-win basketball there at Evergreen. It's really good for the conference to see a team that struggled for so long to begin to be competitive. Let's look at the standings in the Cascade Conference. College of Idaho is going to win the conference, take that to the bank. Oregon Tech, LC State are tied for second. They play on Friday. You think that's a big game? Corbin and Southern Oregon are tied for that red line. This is play. You start playoffs at home, you start playoffs on the road. And then Multnomah and Northwest are fighting for that last playoff spot. So this weekend, LC State goes to Oregon Tech and then to Southern Oregon. College of Idaho has Bushnell and Corbin over. As does Eastern Oregon. They play Bushnell and Corbin. Warner Pacific and Multnomah will be playing Evergreen and Northwest. So a full weekend, a big weekend in the Cascade Conference. In the KCAC, Oklahoma Wesleyan, as you know, they won the KCAC Saturday. They beat Avila. Jaden Litsky, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Taylen Miller, he got the start on senior night, 12 points, 4 steals. You know, when your number gets called, take advantage of it. Good job, young man. They go to 25-1, and they're going to play Sterling on Wednesday. And as I said, they are now the KCAC champs. There they are with their little pieces of net. Congratulations, Donnie Bostwick, and to all of the Eagles. And the KCAC, the rest of the league, Evangel beat Sterling. Kansas Wesleyan beat Southwestern. I know that technically is an upset, but I think my personal opinion, those teams are kind of even. Steven, St. Mary beat McPherson. Bethany beat Ottawa. Tabor beat Friends, and York beat Bethel. So let's look at the standings. As we said, Oklahoma Wesleyan's going to win. The top four are set. The bottom four are basically set, except who's going to get this final spot, Bethel or Tabor. And look, Tabor's got to play Kansas Wesleyan, and Bethel will be at Avila. So you're going to watch those games, want to watch those games and see who's going to come out of that and make the playoffs. In the Mid-South, Cumberland's, they fell to Georgetown. We'll talk more about this game in a moment. But Cumberland's, they go to 22-3, and they're going to play Cumberland on Thursday. No relation. And Freed Hardman, they won again. They beat Campbellsville 106-84. Quan Lax, 26 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Gerald O'Lane, 19 points, 11 rebound, double-double. They're 22-4. They're going to play Fisk on Tuesday, but that's a non-conference game, for them. In that Georgetown win over Cumberland's, Kyran Jones, biggest 6'5 guy in the NAI, 17 points, 11 rebounds, double-double. Cam Brooks-Harris, 14 points, 3 rebounds. The Georgetown Tigers, they go to 19-6. And they're going to play Campbellsville on Thursday. the only other game in the Mid-South. Bethel beat Cumberland. This game never finalized in Presto, but I got to score. Don't get me started on Presto. So if you look at the standings here, again, this is beauty contest kind of stuff. Obviously, it's used for seeding, but the only team that gets an automatic bid out of this conference is the winner of the conference tournament. So Freed Hardeman is idle on Thursday, and you know, Cumberland's could win. They're going to play Cumberland on Thursday and tie this up. It could make a pretty interesting race in that last game or two. In the WAC, boy, it's been a bad couple weeks for Lourdes. They fell again. They actually fell to Indiana Tech. They go to 19-5. They have to play Rochester on Wednesday. They've lost four straight games. Madonna, on the other hand, they're hot as a pistol. By my count, they've won seven in a row. Isaac Anderson on fire, you know, against Aquinas. 32 points, 13 rebounds. Brendan Young, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Madonna, they go to 22-4. And
a 72.
Oh, stop. The Madonna Network interviewed Isaac Anderson after that. A big double-double. And I pulled it. Thank you very much. I pulled that off there, and I'm going to share it with you.
68 thriller win for the Crusaders over the Saints from Aquinas. I'm Sean Massa, joined by the man of the hour, Isaac Anderson. 34 points and 13 rebounds today. You were near perfect from the field. You only missed, I think, four shots all night. Walk me through your night.
Hey, man, once I see one go through, that's when I get my confidence. All I got to see is this one to go through the net. My teammates believe in me. They told me to keep shooting. They know what I'm capable of. So just my teammates and coaches believe in me. That's where it all starts.
After half a play, this game was tied. You guys weren't shooting well from three-point land. What's the message from Coach Emenheiser in the locker room?
Keep playing hard. We had basically the same score against Concordia. We know what we're capable of when we're at our best. So we just came out playing strong, playing our game, not playing down to the competition.
Isaac, you guys are having one of, if not the best seasons in Crusader history. What does that mean to you?
And it means a lot. This is a special team, special group. We all want to be great. We all know what our end goal is. We all had goals before the season, but hey, job's not finished.
Thank you, Isaac. Great game today. Crusaders, the 18th win of the regular season. A big one over Aquinas. Isaac Anderson with 34 points to lead the way. I'm Sean Massa.
Thank you very much for letting me pull that and sharing it with you. So here's that score. Indiana Tech beat Lourdes 69-65. Rochester beat Northwestern Ohio. Concordia beat Siena Heights. Cornerstone. Remember that? I know everybody's talking about Madonna now with the Lourdes, with Lourdes kind of falling apart here at the end, but don't count out Cornerstone. That is a great, great program. So let's take a look at the standings, and I'll see why I say that. Madonna won the league. They're going to win the WAC. But look, Cornerstone is tied with Lourdes. Really high probability. They're going to finish up in second. Lawrence Tech may overtake Indiana Tech for that home playoff spot. We'll have to watch that. And then Siena Heights and Concordia are battling for that final playoff spot. So Concordia, they have to play Indiana Tech, Cornerstone, and Aquinas. Rochester's going to be at Lourdes. Madonna's going to be at Cleary, and Siena Heights is at Lawrence Tech. So some big games in the WAC, and these are all on, they're all on Wednesday. In the Southern States, Tennessee Southern goes down 70-63 from Loyola, and Braley Albert, 22 points, 8 rebounds, and Milan Mejia, 16 points, 4 rebounds. Tennessee Southern, they go to 23-4 now, and they're going to play Blue Mountain on Saturday. Sorry about that. In the rest of the Southern states, Dalton State beat Middle Georgia. Costly loss for Southern Middle Georgia. Thomas beat Bruton Parker. Life got an overtime win, another big win for Life over Stillman. William Carey beats Blue Mountain, and then Faulkner beats Point. Let's take a look at the standings there in the Southern states. Tennessee Southern is going to win the conference. These are going to be your top six teams. And Blue Mountain and Middle Georgia are fighting it out for that final playoff spot. And Blue Mountain will be taking on Dalton State on Tuesday. in the Frontier. Congratulations, Montana Tech. They beat Carroll 73-66. That wrapped up the Frontier Conference for them. Ifeanyi Okeke, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Asa Williams, who's just been red hot for the Ore Diggers all season, he had 18 points, 22-4, and they're going to play Montana Western on, what is that, Thursday. And congratulations, that's a three-peat. I'm taking their word for it. Three-peat for Montana Tech. Boy, that program is very, very it's becoming a storied program. It's a tough place to play for a bunch of different reasons. Congratulations to them. They're 22-4, and they're Frontier Conference champions. In other games there in the Frontier, Rocky Mountain got a win over Montana Northern and Providence. The Argos, they beat Montana Western. Let's look at the standings. Not much here. It's pretty well done. Montana Tech wins it. Carroll's going to come in second. And everybody else, everybody here makes the playoffs. And everything's pretty well set. In the Chicagoland, Roosevelt, they turn that down just a little bit. Roosevelt, they beat Indiana South Bend. They won. You can see them partying. Oh, there goes the Gatorade. They beat Indiana South Bend, and they won the Chicagoland. Julio Montez, the second right here, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 5. He has played great basketball for the Lakers down the stretch. Maurice Commander, he's just been solid for them all season. They go to 22-3, and they're going to play Judson on Wednesday. Congratulations to Roosevelt. Other games in the Chicagoland, St. Xavier beat Holy Cross, Olivet Nazarene beat Trinity Christian, Calumet beats Governor State, St. Ambrose beat Indiana Northwest, and St. Francis beat Judson. The standings, well, we know Roosevelt won the league. The top four are set. These are your home teams. The bottom four are set, with the exception, Calumet and St. Francis. Who's going to be the last playoff team? It seems to be that way in every league. But look at this. This is on Wednesday. Who plays on Wednesday? Calumet and St. Francis. One of those teams is going to go play, and one of those teams is going to go home. In the Great Plains Conference, oh, this conference is crazy. Northwestern, they win at Midland, 90-84. Alex Van Kalsbeek, 18 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Carlson, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Guy filling a stat line. They go to 20-6. They're going to play Morningside on Wednesday. Not go. They host Morningside on Wednesday. Concordia, they fell at Dort. I tell you, you guys think I'm crazy. Dort is where winning streaks go to die. I'm telling you. Bryce Kopic, 20 points, 7 rebounds. Lucas Lorenzen, 21 points, 9 rebounds. And I believe he's a sophomore, and he just crossed the 1,000-point mark. Congratulations to Lucas Lorenzen. I know he crossed 1,000 points, but I think he's just a sophomore. Concordia, they're still battling. They're at 20-6, and they got to host. They play Hastings on Wednesday. The only good news for them is they host them. They got to go to Seward. Hastings has to go to Seward. So other games in the GPAC, Jamestown wins again. They're really starting to get it. They're starting to get it together. Might be a little late for them. Hastings beat Briarcliff, and then Dort beat Concordia. Let's take a peek at the standings. GPAC standings are always amazing. So Hastings is a game ahead again. So Hastings has to go to Concordia, and Morningside has to go to Northwestern on Wednesday. Watch those games. Those are going to be two very, very good games, very important games. And here's Jamestown. So they're going to make the playoffs, so they're going to have to go on the road. In the Heart, Mid-American Nazarene, they're your Heart champions, as you know. They beat Graceland 70-57. Ed Wright, 27 points, 4 rebounds. Caleb Jones-McCrary, 20 points, 14 rebounds. They go to 22-4. And they're going to play Central Methodist on Wednesday. Other games in the Heart. Oop, here we go.
Mount Mercy beats Benedictine. Clark knocks off Missouri Valley. Park beats Central Methodist. Baker loses to Culver Stockton. Peru State wins as Mid-American Nazarene we just talked about. So there's only really Park and Missouri Valley right here. Same thing. It's those 8-9 teams, and they play on Wednesday. Everything else here is pretty well set. I mean, this could go back, but these guys are going to be at home. These guys are going to be on the road. These guys, who's going to be on the road and who's going to be at home? Home, like doing homework home. In the River States, Point Park, they beat Alice Lloyd 82-74. Joe Valerie, 17 points, 14 rebounds. This guy's a walking double-double right here. Jalen Stamp, 17 points, 6 assists. They go to 24-2, and they're going to play Ohio Christian on Tuesday. They're in the River States. Some other action. IU East won. They beat Brescia. IU Kokomo wins again. Rio Grande beat West Virginia Tech. Good win for Rio Grande. Point Park, as we said, beat Alice Lloyd. Ohio Christian beat Shawnee State. St. Mary's the Woods, you know, nobody talks about them. They just win and win and win. They still, quote-unquote, lead the conference. But remember, this thing goes by a point system, and I'm not going to try to explain it to you. So Alice Lloyd has to take on Carolina University. IU East is going to play Indiana Southeast. These are the two games, Brescia and St. Mary the Woods. Because see, Brescia, here we go. 10 teams make the playoffs. This is 10-11. Brescia has to play St. Mary the Woods. And IU East, who's number 10 right now, they're going to play Indiana Southeast. So that's your Tuesday games to keep an eye on in the River States. In the GSAC, Arizona Christian, they beat OUAZ. Not too much of a surprise that they beat them because they were at home, but I'm surprised they beat them by 20, but they did. Trent Hudgens, 14 points. Anthony Howell, 27 points, 8 rebounds. They go to 19-7, and they're going to play Hope and on Thursday, and Hope is on a roll. You're going to see when we go to the standings. I mean, they're on a roll. So Arizona Christian wins. Hope International beats the Masters. Vanguard beats Life Pacific, and then Menlo beat Jessup. So Menlo gets back up. So Arizona Christian and Hope are now tied for first. These three are tied for first. OUAZ and Jessup are one game behind, and Menlo is just one game from beat behind them. I don't know. Who's going to win that conference? Your guess is as good as mine. If I'm going to circle a game, they're all going to be circled except for Menlo and Life Pacific. Menlo should take care of them. Jessup's at the Masters. Hope's at Arizona Christian. Vanguard's at OUAZ. Take your pick. In the Red River Conference, Our Lady of the Lake beats Louisiana Christian. LSU Shreveport gets the win. Southwest gets the win over Jarvis Christian. Texas College beats Paul Quinn. Xavier gets another win over Texas A&M Texarkana. And LSU Alexandria wins as well. So take a look at these standings and where we stand. LSU Alexandria, I believe, well, they're one game up on Texas College. And these are going to be the home games. These are going to be the road games with what? The exception. Guess. The 8-9 teams. They're one game apart. So on Tuesday, Alexandria is going to play Louisiana Christian, and Dillard's going to play Xavier. In the Sun Conference, Southeastern beat Coastal Georgia. Kaiser beat Warner. Big win for them. We'll show you in a second. Weber beat Florida Memorial. Florida Memorial's really slipped. And St. Thomas, that's the hot team now in the Sun. They beat Ave Maria. So the standings here. St. Thomas and Kaiser. And look who plays on Wednesday. Yeah. Florida Memorial is going to take on Southeastern in the Furnace. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But this is a crapshoot here. These two get a bye. The top two teams get a bye. These four do play-in games, and that forms the semifinal with these two teams, whoever makes it. But that's the good battle there. But they're all what, from two to five, they're within two games. In the American Midwest, Central Baptist is going to win that. They've maintained that lead all season. In the North Star, the big winner for the weekend was Bellevue. They won both games this weekend, and they take the lead. They're up by one game on Mayville. In the AAC, both Union and Pikeville win, and they're still within a half game. Just buy them the boxing gloves and get it over with. So look at these standings. Well, I already showed you that. That's old standings there. Never mind. They're half game apart. That's the important thing. Over in the Cal Pack, St. Catherine gets the win. Antelope Valley, they've really controlled that conference. Westcliff has been playing good basketball, as Merced. Merced has really turned up the defense here of late. And Park Gilbert beat Simpson. So Antelope Valley's three games up on UC Merced. Antelope Valley's going to win that number one seed. But Westcliff is just a game back from UC Merced. And then another game back is St. Catherine. Kind of a little bit of a surprise that Westcliff got up in there. I mean, everybody expected, I think, Merced to be pretty good this year. But Westcliff struggled early on. But, boy, give Coach Jared Cook a lot of credit. I hope I didn't mispronounce his name. He's really done a good job with them. Got 13-5 in conference. Okay, that's your weekend update. We'll keep you up to speed all week, because every one of these games now is vitally important. And this is Billy D, and I hope you enjoy your evening and your day. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.